The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm not the announcer Todd Wilkerson, but I sound so much like him that Eric asked me to take over.
Evidently, Todd was caught stealing again.
Oh, it was nothing big, just some toilet paper out of the studio bathroom, and little soaps and some potpourri. But still, Eric said it was the principle of the thing.
So he fired Todd's behind just like that.
And now your host, Mr. Law & Order, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, it's the principle of the thing. What do you want from me, Todd?
You
think you can steal? Alvin, you know stealing is wrong.
I do now.
I know you do now, and that's why we did that public service announcement.
That's right.
Listen, folks, this is a live hour where we're taking your calls to talk about the State of the Union, which was last night. But the good news is there's no pressure on you to call for at least 10 minutes because I have the particular joy of having on the line this minute the great Dick Morris. Dick, welcome to this program.
Hey, Eric. Great to be here.
It's been a while. We're thrilled to have you back. And of course, we're thrilled to hear anything you have to say, but particularly on your take on last night's State of the Union.
Before I do that, Eric, what I would love to do is to ask you and your people to go through the past tapes of our interview and play each of the sound bites about my book, Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump.
Because you predicted everything that's happening right now, of course.
Every single thing that I've said in that book is now coming true.
Well, anybody who has that book or anybody who doesn't have the book can get the book. And the book, you can see when it was published, when it came out. And you are, well, look, I think of you as a tremendous prognosticator, but now you have proof between the covers of the book.
Even the allegation that the Brits were in it, too, is being validated today. There's an article on Israel Pundit that cites three intelligence sources that say that Obama asked Trump to Britain to spy on Trump.
What do you think is going to happen, Dick? I mean, this is...
I think that Mueller's investigation will go nowhere. I don't think Trump, I hope he is, doesn't let him interview him in person. And without trapping him in some perjury or something, which wouldn't happen if there's no interview, I think that Mueller is going to be a forest fire that burns itself out. There'll be some convictions of people like...
Manafort and Flynn. Flynn.
Yeah, and Flynn. But it'll burn itself out. On the other hand, the FBI investigation is going to preoccupy us for 3 years. There's going to be a prosecutor. They're going to find this unbelievable bias and corruption at the FBI. I devote half my book to it. And it's now going to come out in public, and we're going to go through a scorching series of revelations about that.
Let me ask you, is this sort of the draining of the swamp? In other words, this is corruption. Do you see this happening, or do you think that it's going to go away like the Hillary email scandal? What do you think?
Hillary's email scandal ain't going away. It's now going to have a new life, which is the way the FBI covered it up, dragged their feet on investigating Wiener's computer, lied about her culpability, and was biased from the beginning in her favor. This scandal is just beginning, Eric. But let me talk about the State of the Union.
Yeah.
People are getting it wrong. First, everybody loves it, and I think that's great. And Trump was terrific. His delivery was great. His bonding with his guests that he brought there was terrific. But people are missing the point. This was a 40-minute infomercial on the front half of an hour-and-a-half speech. And the infomercial was listing all of his achievements that are absolutely stunning and legion and amazing. But he can't get that out because the media won't cover it because they're biased. And even the conservative media is so obsessed with the FBI scandal, and the libs, of course, obsessed with the Russia scandal. So nobody gives his accomplishments any play. And what Trump did was to take the first half of his State of the Union and lay out those achievements. And that, I think, will have a permanent effect on his popularity and on the perception of his presidency. It was the most brilliant of moves.
Well, I'm glad you think that. I didn't watch the first part of it. I didn't get home until some point.
Go back. You got to watch it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've read about it. His ability to play this, well, it's political theater and it's brilliant. When he points to the various people in the gallery and tells their stories, I thought, this is so powerful.
Yes.
That the opposition must be writhing
right.
to watch it.
Particularly the crutches. That was just unbelievable. You know, when the Asian kids.
Oh, believe me, I can't. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
Tears in my eyes. But the other part of it is that the metaphor I like to use these days for the Democratic Party is, you know, those posters about global warming that have a polar bear standing on an ice cap that's melting under
yeah.
his paws? That's what the Democratic Party is like. They're sitting there stone-faced, no expressionless. The blacks are sitting there stone-faced, while he's saying black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been. The Democrats just stare into the
space. No, it's an odd – it is actually very odd and definitely very funny, at least from my point of view – to see Nancy Pelosi in a perpetual painful grimace
yes.
that she had to maintain. There was no other – nothing yes. else was appropriate for her. To be perpetually grimacing and uncomfortable, her whole body clenched. And they all felt that if they applaud anything, they might as well say Heil Hitler. So they can't
yes.
applaud. They can't do anything.
That's right.
And they have painted themselves in, ideologically and politically into a corner, as you're saying.
Yes.
I like your vision better of a polar bear.
With the ice cap melting. As people, they staked out this turf that they hate the tax cut, that Trump is impossible, that all the stuff he's doing is bad for blacks, bad for Latinos, bad for America, bad for working people. And all of a sudden, every one of those groups is soaring. And the good news comes cascading in, but they're already staked out on that ice cap.
Yeah.
And it melts and it melts and it melts until it's not there's not even enough to stand on. But they can't get off it. And that is the Democratic Party today.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to, it's become, the way I see it is they've become the party of Chelsea Manning. They've gone
yeah.
so far out on a limb that they're allowing to run for the Senate someone who seems to be, you know, plumb loco, frankly.
Yeah,
and
sure.
it's a sad story. But
well,
it doesn't resonate with your average American.
There's history behind this, Eric. Whenever in history of the U.S. and Britain in the 20th century, when you ever had a conservative defeating a well-regarded liberal, like the Thatcher defeating Callahan in Britain or Reagan defeating Carter in America, the Liberal Party always then turns left and drives itself absolutely nuts, running caricatures of itself. Mondale, Dukakis, Kinnock, all of the Foot, all the labor candidates that they ran. They moved to the left. You'd think they would move to the center.
You know, Dick, I've got an idea. If you're ever consulting with a president, this is just something I came up with. I call it triangulation.
Yeah, you
if you ever
right.
if you ever want to use that, that might be more effective for a Democrat
yeah, sure.
to go with.
Of course, it's the only way out for the polar bear.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Well, what did you make of the coverage after another? I'm sorry, of the rebuttal. I thought it was one of the most tone deaf rebuttals I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, one of the problems is that the networks I think require it to be pre taped, and the Democrats should object to that. The opposition party should refuse, and should say we want it live. Now, of course, that imposes a big intellectual and rhetorical burden on the speaker. You need someone with a brain. But you need a rebuttal that has something to do with the speech. And they could have done that. But instead, a canned rebuttal that has no idea what Trump said is totally off-key.
I had no idea that it was canned. Was that widely mentioned?
Routine. You always have to tape it before.
Well, I mean, you know that, but I'm thinking, does your average viewer know that? I didn't know that.
I don't think so.
Because I guess
it
makes it seem even less relevant when you know that
yeah.
it's been taped beforehand. Well,
by the way, Eric, I just had some occasions to have a lot of reading time. And I loved your Martin Luther book.
I was going to cut you off, but then I thought you might compliment me. We're out of time, but the fact that you like my Luther book means so much to me, Dick. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Hope to have you next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we're taking your calls. 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. What do you have to say about the State of the Union? I care.
More than I can bear.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep. Only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board, but more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever had an obstructed view at a show or an event?
This is so amazing.
What's so amazing? I can't see around this concrete column.
That's what it's like relying on checking your credit to protect you from identity theft. You get a limited view.
She looks beautiful.
Who looks beautiful?
You might detect credit changes, but you can miss threats, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Did you see that?
See what? The concrete?
With LifeLock, you can see more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can alert you to threats you could miss.
Told you this was worth seeing.
You are killing me.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're taking your calls, no one else's, your calls only, 1-800-973-1684. Albin, before we take calls, the board is lit up. We've got Kime, Trevor, and Lindsay waiting.
Okay.
But before that, we have to talk about a couple things real quick. First of all, today's literally the last day you can give to CSI on this program. Yes. So you have to go to metaxastalk.com. Folks, I don't know what I need to do to beg you. $5, $10, any amount you give, we're thrilled. They're thrilled. It's going to a great cause. I don't need to sell you on that, I hope. If you've listened to this program, you understand. We'd like everybody to participate. If you're listening to this program and you haven't participated, today's your day.
Right. We're at $39,800 approximately. We're hoping to hit the $50,000 mark.
Well, if we hit 45, I win a 10-speed bike.
Oh.
And I think to myself, come on, if
give
everybody could
them.
Just give a little bit more,
come on.
I get a 10-speed.
Show the love, folks. Show the love.
You know, it's got nifty handlebars, the kind that I like. It's got a sissy bar. Very few 10-speeds come with these
you
anymore.
Got their streamers
but anyway,
there,
you got to go to metaxastalk.com, and this is it's a holy cause. I hope you'll do that. Also, I want to let you know, we are advertising that Imprimis, which is a publication of Hillsdale College. I get it every month. Albin, you get it.
I do.
Your relatives get it. Everybody gets it. 3.7 million Americans get this, and it's free. Dr. Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale, he's literally the world's leading scholar on Winston Churchill. This month, he tells the story of Churchill's courage and what we can learn from it. This is great stuff for homeschoolers, for everybody. Go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. Metaxasforhillsdale.com. Did I mention it was free?
It's free.
Metaxasforhillsdale.com. And it's free. Okay, we're going to go to the lines now. Boston, Massachusetts, it's on the line. I feel like Larry King. Kime, welcome to the program. How do I pronounce that? I'm sorry.
My name is Gail.
close enough, right?
Didn't I say Gail? I thought I just said Gail.
I don't know what you said.
What? Somebody typed in K-I-A-M. And look, she's not looking me in the eye. The woman who typed it, she's not looking me in the eye. Because she knows that Gail doesn't have a K or an M in it.
We don't hire
but
people
you know
for
what?
Their spelling.
Hey,
right?
Hey, spelling. Who's to say? Hey, everybody's got a different view. Okay, Gail. I'm so glad that you're at least a person. I was worried anything could be going on at this point. Kime the robot, whatever. Gail, the person calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Gail, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to thank you so much for all your encouragement and encouraging me to sort of think outside the box. And when you're talking with Lily, I forget her last name.
Dr. Von. Oh, Lily Barana?
Yes.
That was about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. That's right.
Yeah. I mostly listen to you by podcast because in Boston, I don't know of any station that carries you. So I usually listen to the podcast. But on Wednesdays, I always check your website to make sure whether or not you're taking listener calls. So.
Well, we're going to try to do it most Wednesdays, but it's been a crazy time. I'm traveling. Let me just say, though, that did you know that if you want to listen on podcast without commercials?
Yeah, I know.
Now you have to pay. It's $5.99 a month, but we've got the price down to $2.99 a month for this month only.
Right.
Yep.
So Gail or Kime or whatever your name is, I just want you to know that either way, you know, you're going to either have to endure the commercials. They're wonderful commercials, but if people don't want the commercials, they have to go and sign up for $2.99 a month. But you get all kinds of free, cool stuff and whatever.
Or get a station in Boston to carry. Now, he's a lot to carry, of course, Eric Metaxas.
You know what it is? Once I said something really nasty about Ethel Kennedy, and people in Boston will not. If I show up there, they don't look me in the eye. I'm persona non grata. It's really tough.
Show into the harbor.
Well, I'm so.
A song I wanted to tell you, a song that really touched me is "Killing Me Softly with His Eyes." I believe it's Roberta Flack.
Killing Me Softly with His Song. It's not
song.
His eyes that are killing her softly.
I'm looking at a mural with eyes in it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, but it's Roberta Flack. Is that in our bumper music? I can't even remember anymore.
Play Misty for me. Yeah.
We've got all kinds of stuff on there. Well, I pick all
but
the
anyway,
music.
That's a song that really touched my heart, and I am post-abortive. But I also work at a pregnancy center here in downtown Boston.
Oh, you're like my wife. You're doing God's work. There's nothing more important.
Absolutely.
If you want to help women, Hey, Women's March marchers, if you want to help women, work at a women's care center. Those people love women. Oh, Gail, thank you so much for calling. Thank you very much. God bless you. Call again.
Right.
We'll do this more often.
We're
going to go to Bernie, Indiana. The name is Trevor, I think. Trevor, is that you? Trevor? Gail?
He fainted.
Yeah, it's still me.
It's still Gail. Oh, we have to go to Trevor. Let's see. Hold on a second.
We have to go to Trevor. What's going on?
I think now we have Trevor. Do we have Trevor on the line?
Hey, this is Trevor. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Trevor, I can hear you. Is your name really Trevor?
Yes, Trevor Yardley. No, people say that's a great name.
Trevor what?
Yardley.
Yardley.
Yardley. Are you sure you're not Kime?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
I know there's a Kime out there someplace, but not. What you're calling from Bernie, Indiana?
Well, it's actually pronounced Burn.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm not from here. I just moved here. So.
Well, Trevor, what's on your mind? What's on your mind, young man?
Hey, I was going to say I loved the State of the Union address last night.
Yeah,
it just made me. It made you feel proud to be an American. You know, maybe wanted to accomplish something. But main thing I was going to say, watching it, seeing how the Democrats in Congress, wouldn't stand for most things. I have a liberal who says they're a liberal because the Democrats are more compassionate and loving towards people. And I think they're deceptive in that because, obviously they wouldn't stand for, black Americans having the lowest unemployment rate ever.
Well, I mean, to play devil's advocate, the reason they would say they're not standing is they're saying, first of all, Kamala Harris was on last night, I think on CNN, and she said that that's because of Obama's policies. And if people knew that, that Trump's trying to take credit for Obama's policies – I think she's wrong, but everybody has reasons for doing what they do. I just think it looks bad, and that's kind of important, actually, because if you look generous, everybody says, well, those are nice people. But if you just sit on your hands, it looks terrible. Yeah, and I think there was a lot of that peevishness on display last night.
They could have jumped up, stood for that particular part, and then when people ask, well, why'd you stand for that? Well, because it was Obama's policies.
Oh, Albin.
Thank you.
You know what? I think you may have a future in Washington, D.C., and I say that as an insult, really.
Oh.
Okay. So, well, Trevor, any other thoughts on the State of the Union?
Yeah, I mean, that was the main thing I was thinking about all day, but I did enjoy it. I thought it was one of the best State of the Union addresses I've heard. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say State of the Union addresses typically are extremely boring.
Yeah.
I mean, when Obama or even President Bush gave them, they tended to be, it's a laundry list and it's boring. When Trump is speaking, that's one of the things you have to give him credit for. He's never boring. You don't know what's going to happen, what he's going to say. He puts a little English on the ball, and it's fascinating, actually. And then the political theater of pointing to the people in the gallery, these amazing human beings, you really can't argue with their stories. They're just so powerful. And at least from my point of view, it didn't seem cheesy. I think sometimes that kind of stuff can seem really forced and cheesy. Maybe if I disagreed with him more strongly politically, I would have seen it that way. But I guess I thought most Americans would rejoice to hear those stories that these people that they would be there. And anyway, we're going to go to sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think the Republicans got a bigger calorie burn last night, up and down and all the applause.
A bigger calorie burn. Yeah, they were working the quads, man.
Yeah.
Very, very important. Well, Trevor, how did you hear about this program?
I've been listening to you for over a year. I don't know how long. I called in once before.
I
really enjoy it. I listened to your Bonhoeffer book, and I've listened to all of your books that you have as audiobooks.
Wow.
And I listened to the Martin Luther one. I loved it. I thought it was great. I really enjoy your books.
Well,
enjoy your program.
Thank you. That's the only reason we have call-ins, so people can encourage me. Because I'm like, this writing stuff ain't working, man. It's just fatiguing. Writing a book, to me, people say, like, so what is it like to write a book? And they think they picture you, like, in a cabin in the pines overlooking a lake.
With a pipe.
And with a pipe. And just ideas come into your head, and you just kind of write them down. And somebody kind of collates them and turns it into a book. And on the contrary, it's like lifting bricks and moving bricks. And stuff. It's hard work. So when people appreciate what I've done, trust me when I tell you I'm thrilled. Thank you for appreciating it. And thank you for saying it to me and to everybody who's listening. Trevor, God bless you from Bern, Indiana. When we come back, folks, I'm talking to Lindsay. Unless her real name is Kaim, we don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of who is Kaim, K-A-I-M, because the name was on the board. Kaim has to exist someplace. We're going to get to the bottom of it when we come back. You can call us 1-800-973-1684, 1-800-973-1684, and you can say anything. You can question me. You can try to stump the host, whatever you like. We'll be right back.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs and the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092. 0092.
Are you still treating unwanted pests in your home with toxic chemicals? Being a parent or pet owner, surely that would concern you, yes? Forget about wasting money on those cheap ultrasonic devices that claim to emit sounds but don't penetrate walls, furniture, or other obstacles. Plug In Pest Free has been the innovator in electromagnetic pest control technology, and for decades we've kept pests out of homes and businesses like yours around the world. Plug In Pest Free works along the wiring of your home or business, pulse modulating the existing electromagnetic field, reaching deep inside the cavities of your walls, cupboards, and other inaccessible areas where conventional methods can't reach. Plug In Pest Free is maintenance free and environmentally friendly. So plug in a pest free today for long term, cost effective electronic pest control at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off and free shipping. Order yours today at gopestfree.com. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood. It's in the hands of my love.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas. Albin.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
I'm here.
You know, we're taking calls,
we
Albin.
Are.
Did you
we
know
are.
That? So
we
if people
are.
Call in, I just got to talk to them. I have no idea what they're going to say. It's kind of a high wire act. It's
I
kind
know.
Of scary.
You would think a lot of people would have something to say about the State of the Union address last night. Good,
yes.
Bad,
well,
ugly,
if you,
whatever.
If you have something to say.
Please.
Or if you have a question, if you think you can stump the host, or maybe you think I made an error once on one of these programs and you'd like to point it out to my public. I dare you. 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. Let me say it again. I dare you. 1-800-973-1684. I don't think you have the courage to call. Now, here's somebody who has the courage.
All right.
Her name is Lindsay. She lives in Charleston, Virginia. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
What's cooking?
Well, nothing much. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Do you know who this Kaim is? Because we're trying to get to the bottom of it.
I have no idea. Somebody must have just run over the keyboard.
It's a name. It's a name that was on in front of me, and I was all, you know, prepared to speak to Kaim.
Yeah.
And we can't get to the bottom of it. Well, do me a favor, Lindsay.
Okay.
If you bump into Kaim or somebody who knows Kaim,
yeah.
See if you can get in touch with us, because it's just. Mm-hmm.
I might be able to find them in my IT department because they all have names like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of comment we're looking for to cause trouble.
We'd like them to give the CSI and give them a hat.
Let me ask you a question, Lindsay. What do you have in mind? Did you want to talk about the State of the Union?
Well, I missed the State of the Union because I was at a long meeting at my church last night, and I was just exhausted.
Church? Listen, God comes and goes, but the State of the Union...
I know. I was so exhausted. I'm sorry I missed it. I knew it was going to be good, but also, I knew it was going to be good, and I can see the highlights.
Okay, so you're not... So you actually don't have anything to say about the State of the Union. Well, what's on your mind? What would you like to talk... Would you like to ask me a difficult question? Maybe an uncomfortably personal question?
No, I just want to say hello from West Virginia and that I love the podcast.
Oh, you're in West Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, because the person who's typing this stuff in, the person who made me talk about Kime for the last hour, that person typed in Virginia, V-A, no. Virginia.
I said West Virginia.
Hey, Lindsay.
It's the capital city.
Just between you and me, heads are going to roll.
Okay.
I don't know who's responsible, but I'm just going to fire people indiscriminately. This one, that one. Okay. All right, so you're listening. Now, do you listen on the radio or do you listen on podcasts?
On podcast.
You listen on podcast. Now, you know that the podcast now has commercials.
Yes.
So if you want the podcast for free, you have to go.
Now you're getting the app.
You have to go to $2.99 and you can get it.
Okay.
Well, Metaxa Super, you're going to be able to watch us on video. Albert and I have a dance party. People don't know if you're listening on radio, how are you going to know?
Yeah.
You've got to see the video version of it. But we boogie down, Lindsay.
We do.
Well, I'm glad that you called. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your listening, Lindsay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's
really encouraging. I love all the books and the people you talk to, and I love hearing about your books coming out. And
we try to have fun. I'm thinking of writing a children's book called Donald Drains the Swamp. You think that would sell any copies? I'm thinking about it.
I don't know. I like your the Bible by Donald Trump ideas.
Oh, you like that? That's another idea.
More of that.
That's another idea.
That's wicked.
I was thinking about that just the other day, that maybe I need to do more Trump Bible verses. Well, we're going to have to leave you in West Virginia to go to Florida. But God bless you, Lindsay. Thanks for calling. We're going to go to Joshua, if that's his real name, in Florida. Joshua, are you there?
Yes, that's my real name, Eric. How are you?
Well, listen, I guess I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah.
What part of Florida are you in?
St. Augustine.
Now, do some people pronounce it St. Augustine, or does everybody say St. Augustine?
I don't know. Sometimes I say tomato, sometimes potato, sometimes potato.
Even when you're pronouncing Augustine?
You're probably right.
Well, let me ask you, how do you know about this program? I'm always dying to know how people discovered it because we don't have any billboards. You know, Salem doesn't really put out any money for publicity. They're notoriously cheap on that. Now, you got to understand, I would never say that on the air because if they were to hear that, it could get back to, we could get in trouble. But just between you and me, Joshua, there's no publicity. So I'm always dying to know, how did people find out?
Well, if they paid you what you were worth, they couldn't afford you, number one.
You know what? That's the nicest thing I've heard
in a long time.
Thank you very much. You're very nice. How long have you been listening?
I've been listening a number of years, 2-3 years, I think. I just surf the radio for various programs, and then I write them down, and then I put them in. So I'll know what's there. And you're on 91.9 FM here.
In St. Augustine?
Yes.
Well, that's terrific. And I'm on live every day from 2 to 4?
I didn't know you were alive.
You know, I've been alive most of my life, honestly.
I didn't know that.
Even before I was born, I was alive. But
man, I'm glad I'm listening.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
That's incredible. So how often do you get to listen? You listen when you're driving around?
When I'm driving, when I'm laying down, when I'm sitting. Yeah, I keep your program on fairly regularly, and I don't even eat prunes.
Wow. That is, that's the kind of bad joke we're trying to encourage on this program.
When Greg Laurie was with you, I loved you guys when you were bannering back and forth. It was fabulous.
Well, I hate to tell you, that was all scripted. He just has he can't think on his feet, so I had to script the jokes for him. It's sad. Greg Laurie, he used to really be something, but now today he's just a shell of the Greg Laurie of 10 minutes ago.
The Lord's coming in great glory, Greg Laurie.
I love Greg Laurie. I'm going to Israel with Greg Laurie. Don't tell my wife. We're going to be right back, folks. Thank you, Joshua, for calling.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're talking to Douglas from Oregon City, Oregon. I think he's going to try to stump me. Hey, good luck, punk. We'll be right back. Hey, Alvin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pain. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. Hey, I don't take it for my health. Well, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
For so long, I'd had that little hidden sin. It was a secret. No one knew. So I'd convince myself it really wasn't hurting anyone. But what if my wife or kids found out? Harmless? It would have ruined me. The problem was, who could I talk to? I needed someone I could confide in, but this was so personal. Who could I trust?
He found someone to trust, and so can you. We're Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. All of our licensed and experienced counselors are qualified and certified by the state board, and many are trained in addiction counseling. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing, all from the comfort of your own home. Try it for the first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Hey, folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Guess what? We're taking your calls. Nobody else's calls, just your calls. Do you understand? So if you don't call, we can't take your calls. 1-800-973-1684, 1-800-973-1684. Perhaps you think you can stump me. Oh, yeah, stump the host. I don't think you can. I don't think you have the guts. But there's a guy named Douglas on the line. If that's his real name, he's calling from Oregon City, Oregon, and I think he might want to stump me. Douglas, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Mr. Metaxas. I really appreciate it.
I don't think you have the guts to call.
You know, I rarely have the guts, but it turns out that today was the day. I'm feeling it. I had Wheaties for breakfast, and
you know
I'm
what?
Ready.
It just dawns on me that since we're talking, you obviously did have the guts to call. So, hey, egg on my face? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay, so you
want a history trivia or music trivia?
Anything you like. Anything you like.
Expert.
I dare you. I dare you to stump me. I dare you to even try to stump me.
So I tried this on the dean of theology at George Fox College, and he didn't know the answer. So are you smarter than the dean of theology? Are you ready?
The answer to that would be yes, I am. I can't prove it, but I'm pretty sure I am.
Well, if you get this right, you're gonna say so. Paul, in his letters, wrote in a couple of different places, particularly to the Corinthians, about the trouble in Jerusalem that the church was going through. Why did Eusebius say they were having that trouble?
Eusebius said they were having that trouble because. They were insisting that they were kind of the Judaizers, and they had to they insisted that Christians had to circumcise themselves and do all the things according to the Jewish law, right?
Not quite.
Can I throw in on that? I thought it had something to do with a father and a daughter or something like that. Am I right?
Incest?
Nope, it was because God was punishing Jerusalem for rejecting the Messiah.
Wait a minute, didn't I just say that? I thought I just said that.
Yeah, that's what my thing was too.
Okay.
Hey, Douglas, you need to open up your ears.
Come on,
we both got that
right,
and you just don't want to hear
ding,
that.
Ding, 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 ding.
So here's a great idea. I've got the idea of the century. Eric Metaxas writes a book about the first three centuries of the church. Would that be a great book? I would love to read that
really?
Book.
Really?
I'd wait in line to buy it.
Well, there's so many wonderful book ideas, but writing books is hard, and so I have to choose my topics as wisely as possible. So I don't know that I'm going to be able to write that book. If I live long enough, maybe I will. Okay, since you stumped both of us with that one, maybe there's another question you have.
Well, you want to do a little music trivia?
Whatever you have, Douglas, bring it on. There's no way you're stumping me and Albin.
All right. So the musicians, all of the musicians that made the Silk Degrees album with Boz Scaggs, immediately after that album, they formed a band. Name the band.
With Boz Scaggs, they formed a band. What were they called again?
Not with Boz Scaggs, but they were with Boz Scaggs in the studio for the album Silk Degrees, where you get What Can I Say and Lido Shuffle and Lowdown and all these great hits.
Yeah.
And right after that album was completed, those guys went and made their own band without Boz.
I know this one. The Archies.
The Archies? Either that or the Atlantic Rhythm Section. Little River Band. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
I think I know. What is it? Or it could be Toto.
It is Toto.
Oh!
Yes.
You know who got that? I didn't get it. I had to go to a lifeline. Eric Hansen, who is our engineer, he's a musical genius. And because of the sins in his previous life, he has to sit behind this bulletproof glass here. But every now and again, he just shows off that he knows everything. So, all right, I guess then – you stumped me and Albin, but you didn't stump Eric, and Eric's part of the team. He probably didn't know that.
I hang my head in shame. I love your show. Please don't stop making it. It is the best thing on radio by far. And only one small criticism.
Go ahead.
Is
it about Albin? Because he's right here.
Your great sense of humor. It was so much better when Henny Youngman delivered those jokes.
I'm sorry. What? No, I heard that. I heard that. That was that itself was almost funny, and I have to give you credit because you're not a professional, Douglas. To come on and to have all these people listening to you try to crack a joke and to fail, that takes bravery. And I want to say thank you, Douglas. Thank you very much.
Thanks for doing what you do.
I really do appreciate you listening, and thank you for calling in. It's fun. Folks, we're going to try to do this every Wednesday. We're going to have to go to another call. There's somebody calling from, I believe it's Washington, Pennsylvania. Susie, is that you? Susie?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think I gave my name. Yes.
Well, if you didn't give your name, then I'm clairvoyant. Call me Sybil Leak. Susie, I hate to trouble you, but since we're talking on the phone and the whole world is listening, what's on your mind?
Well, two things.
You sound like you're in an elevator or something. Can you please come to the phone?
Is that better?
That's much better, Susie. Much better.
Okay, I had the speaker. I'm so sorry. I've got it right here. What the first thing I wish I could have, but I wasn't able to watch the president with his what his speech was about.
State of the Union.
But I was concerned when somebody was talking about the DACA thing and how he seemed to have given in or caved in. But then when I heard Jay Sekulow describing it, it sounds to me like it was a good thing. And that's
What did Jay say to persuade you?
Well, the first thing. Well, it wasn't the first thing, but when he was talking about the children of these people that came and how they were going to be able to be on the path to citizenship, I don't know all the details of how that works. But then when he said that something about the wall, building a wall, that was a little bit more persuasive. And then when he said he was they were stopping the lottery. For people.
So in other words, it sounded like a good deal is the point.
It did.
Jay persuaded you that it was a good deal. Well, I really don't know. I try to stay ignorant on this kind of policy stuff. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Susie from Washington, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back. It's Eric Metaxas Show. Taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible, Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs and the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
Hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We've been taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684, 1-800-973-1684. Just a couple of minutes left if you want to say something. But I've got a few things I want to say. Albin, I hope you don't mind.
No.
Somebody called to say that they were praying for your health.
Yes.
Or somebody emailed us.
Yes, they did.
And that was so sweet the other day you were clearly not feeling well, and I mentioned it on the air, and somebody sent the sweet scripture thing. Other people are emailing us about all kinds of stuff. So if you want to email us, we'll try to read them on the air if they're entertaining or anything. We get so many that we couldn't possibly read them all. But somebody says that, says, thanks for all you do, Eric. I learn a lot every time I listen. Thanks to you, my wife was healed from a severe 17-year neurological injury when Ken Fish visited the Seattle area late last summer. Praise God. As you say, Ken is the real deal and a very sweet man. Tom, that's like unbelievable because I love talking to Ken Fish. I love having him on the show. We're going to have him on the show in, I guess, either next week or the week after that. And I got to say, God has used him miraculously to heal people. There's just no question. The details he can question, but the fact, it's a fact, at least as far as I'm concerned, it's open and shut. But when somebody writes in to say that because of this program, they sought out Ken Fish, went to a conference, and that this man's wife was healed from a severe 17-year neurological injury. Wow.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, what?
Big.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. That's like stunning. I can't even, I mean, there are people who don't believe in healing. They just think it's a coincidence. But, you know, anyway, what do you say to those people? I also want to say that, Alvin, you wanted me to bring something up. What was it?
Well,
our next guest.
That's
in hour two today.
Tuned, yes.
In hour two today, we're not going to be taking your calls anymore. But in hour two, I'm talking to a man who works with North Koreans. He has visited North Korea.
That was a part of the speech last night. Worked, the State of the
Union.
Yeah,
that's
so.
Right. And he works with people in North Korea. Harrowing, amazing stuff. So that's in a few minutes, in hour two of this program. What was the – oh, here we go. Somebody writes in and says, my mind wanders when I'm doing the dishes. I keep thinking Fun Facts Friday should be kind of like a game show. You read the fact or fiction and your callers guess which it is. You could give a little prize to each caller who is correct, or maybe that earns them the right to ask Eric a question. Or you could pit callers against one another, keeping score or sudden death elimination.
Mm.
And she says, I do a lot of dishes.
Yeah.
I
wrote backdoor. It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. The only problem is we need people to execute it.
Yes.
But we need staff.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
What was her name? What was the young lady's name? I think it was her name.
You know what? I don't have that in front of me. Do I have that in front of me? Hold on. It's got to be right here. Hold on. It says Loretta.
Okay, Loretta. That's
Loretta from Newcastle, Indiana. Loretta, thank you. Well, anyway, we're out of time in this hour. In a couple of minutes, as I say, we're going to be back with Vernon Brewer, who is the man, is a hero,
yes.
A living
he's
hero,
terrific.
And he's working to help people in North Korea. And yesterday, when I was watching the State of the Union, I tweeted out that what the North Koreans have done to people like the young man who they tortured to death. I just want to say, people say, well, what should we do? Go to war? Well, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, yes. Yeah. I mean, you can't let someone do that to an American citizen and not pay a price. So I don't know if we have to do something covertly, but it's just unbelievable. This was a young man tortured to death.
Yes.
An American citizen. It's so horrifying. So, folks, unfortunately, this stuff is real. When we come back, we're talking more North Korea, although I'll try to avoid that sad subject. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.